Scully briefly noted that in that role, Jobs would play the part of global visionary. But he didn't acknowledge Jobs's presence. There was a smattering of awkward applause. Jobs stayed home for the next few days, blinds drawn, his answering machine on, seeing only his girlfriend, Tina Redsea. For hours on end, he sat there playing his Bob Dylan tapes, especially The Times They Are A-Changin'. He had recited the second verse the day he unveiled the Macintosh to the Apple shareholders 16 months earlier. That verse ended nicely, "For the loser now will be later to win." A rescue squad from his former Macintosh posse arrived to dispel the gloom on Sunday night, led by Andy Hertzfeld and Bill Atkinson. Jobs took a while to answer their knock, and then he led them to a room next to the kitchen that was one of the few places with any furniture. With Redsea's help, he served some vegetarian food he had ordered.